T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We want to welcome my guest in right now, Charles Payne. Of course, the anchor of Making Money with Charles Payne every day from 1 to 2 on the Fox Business Network. Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good to get you on here. You know, I was listening to the president speak down there yesterday, and earlier this morning we were talking about these HB1 and HB2 visas. I know a lot of people in the business world are concerned about the president's decision to put a freeze on those. How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm very upset with the business world. I really am. You know what? After last year, which was the year of the Great Awakening in corporate America, where the Business Roundtable and a lot of large entities, I think even maybe the Chamber of Commerce saying, hey, we're going to shift from a myopic focus on profits at any cost, including human, to taking care of the so-called stakeholders. And, you know, I mean, for them, they're saying that means, you know, people, environment, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then, of course, in the aftermath of the death of George Floyd, even greater commitments to help segments of the population, and then to come out whining about this. You know, it really is amazing, because every time I watch TV and people are talking like, these are all like the Michael Jordans of engineering. You know, we got to have them.
Yeah.
And it's just disingenuous. It's a lie. It really is a lie. Now, there are four wage levels for these H-1B workers. And the first level is just pure entry work. Last year, it was 14% of them were the pure entry work. Second level, what they call qualified, 46%. So essentially 60% are just, you know, people mostly with some training, college degrees. You know, you probably have enough Americans listening to this show right now who qualify for those jobs. Now, what's interesting about it? Why is that so interesting? Well, those two levels, if you look at how much their pay is discounted from the median pay overall of folks getting those jobs, if you're coming at entry level, you're going to make $42,000 less than a U.S. worker would make. If you're coming in at the second level, you're going to make $21,000 less. Now, you may read some articles that say, oh, this is a myth. What they do is they'll tie in the fourth level, which is completely competent, which actually they do make more. They make $21,000, and those aren't really workers. Often they could be CEOs or CIOs, you know, and so the whole thing is that it's really – it's a farce. It's time it's called out. And if American businesses really want to do more other than to look at the bottom line and invest in the people who are also buying their products – this is a golden moment for them to do it.
That's eye-opening. I'm glad to hear you explain it that way, because I've never heard anybody explain it that clearly before. He's talking about potentially 500,000 jobs that would be then available to U.S. citizens as opposed to people being brought in from overseas.
Right. 525,000 jobs, and that's just between now and the end of the year. So it's bothersome. It really does. We've got over 20 million Americans who are out of work right now. And every single year we have American graduates with engineering degrees, and they complain. They're having trouble. It's not like the jobs aren't there, but you know, who can beat out an entry worker from India who's going to take $41,000 less?
Yes.
So it's time for us to be completely honest about this. And what I find despicable is when they try to hide behind esoteric comments. Tim Cook yesterday said put out a tweet, like Apple, this nation of immigrants has always found strength in our diversity and hope in the enduring promise of the American dream. There's no new prosperity without both deeply disappointed in this proclamation. Give me a break. I mean, it's like, you know, this is all about dollars and cents. This is not about some kind of greater global, like we owe the world. You know what? Come. We have people here who need the gigs, but come on, because this is what it's really it's all about. Somewhere on the Statue of Liberty, if you read far enough, you'll read something just like this. That's not the case.
Charles Payne, my guest from the Fox Business Network. I saw you yesterday on America's Newsroom talking about this petition that's been signed by a bunch of Google workers trying to get their company to stop dealing with police forces. I'm just shaking my head over this.
Oh, boy. Like, don't sell any software to the police department. Let me get this straight. Software, which makes all of our lives easier, faster, more accountable, easier to track. I mean, that sounds like the key ingredients in police reform that the left wants. So it just doesn't make sense. Things that could actually make them do their jobs better, things that could actually help to avoid issues. Are you serious? I mean, think about, you know, listen, the technology that got us here, body cams, cameras, you know. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. But my suggestion, though, Mark, and I think they should take me up on this, 1,600 of them signed this. I think their next move, because, you know, you shouldn't really ask the world to do things you're not ready to do. Yeah. They need to contact their local police departments and say, please take my name off 911. So if I call you from my cell phone, please, I don't want to even be able to connect to 911 because I don't think the police should have this ability, the technology that's going to go into this phone call and surrounding the right people to my address and to following up. I don't like the system, so take me out of it. I want them to lead on this.
Well, you know, honestly, they've got enough money at Google and Facebook and Apple to direct funds to have a much bigger impact on the lives, so especially of the minorities that they're talking about right here. These are minority employees, many of whom signed this petition, and not all of them, but some. They could have a much bigger impact on those folks by giving them more money, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could. I mean, it's definitely not it's not all of them because they only have a few. Right? So when you start talking 1,600, it have to be almost every single one. I mean, yeah, listen, they need to focus on Google living up to the promise they made in 2014, that these diversity promises and all these other things. And it's not about quotas or anything like that. Again, it gets back to the notion of investing in your people, in these Americans there. You know, 2 years ago, Gina Rometty, then CEO of IBM, she came up with a term. She says, you know, we've entered into this phase where it's no longer about blue collar or white collar jobs. It's called new collar. You need more than a high school degree, but you don't always need a college degree. And those jobs are proliferating throughout the Silicon Valley. And so, you know, they just need to be trained up a little bit. And encouraged and offered those opportunities instead of taking a stance against the police who are here to protect and serve. Maybe they can live up to the promises that they made to the black community and the Hispanic community, because, you know, when you have 2% of your workforce is only black, your problem is not the police. You know, and I think it's the sort of look over there, don't look at me kind of thing is, again, it's disingenuous and they should be called out.
I love it. Charles Payne, thanks, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it.
Yep. Take care. Thank you. Must watch TV, by the way, Making Money with Charles Payne from 1 to 2 every day Central. Recorded if you can't watch it for some reason. He brings a lot of common sense to the table, let me tell you.
Get more at 971talk.com.